Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Ben Huber and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. So good morning, everybody. It's so good to be with you here today. Let's go ahead and start off with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of another day. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to come and center our lives upon you and upon your heart and upon everything that you have in store for us here today. Help us to see you, to love you, and to know you in more ways. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So brothers and sisters, we are going after Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. It's an amazing passage, one that's probably pretty familiar to each and every one of us. Fishers of men, making disciples. And so let's go ahead and dive right in. Verse 14. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. So I know this passage is familiar to many of us, and there are four key takeaways that I want us to dive into here this morning to live and be more like Jesus in our everyday lives. And the Lord spoke to me just in verse 15, really highlighted that verse for us. And the words of "this is the time of fulfillment" in verse 15. There's just a reality that this is part of God's saving plan, that his saving plan is at work in each and every one of us, that we, as God's chosen people, as God's beloved sons and daughters, that we are part of this amazing plan where Jesus is bringing the gospel message, the good news, to fulfillment. This is the time of fulfillment, he says, and he's calling us. He's calling us as Christians to bring about this good news, that the Messiah has come. That the one who was chosen, the anointed one, has come. This is the time of fulfillment. Further in verse 15, Jesus speaks to that the kingdom of God is at hand. What does that mean for us? Well, when I think about the kingdom of God at hand, I think about the Lord's Prayer, and I think about how we speak, how we pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." If there's an area of your own life, if there's an area the Lord has spoken that doesn't look like the kingdom of God, well, let's bring it. Let's bring it at hand. Let's transform our own minds, our own lives, to bring about the goodness of what we believe the kingdom of God is meant to look and be like. The kingdom of God is at hand. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Again, we are a part of that fulfillment. We are part of God's saving plan. So we get to bring about the works of Jesus, the love of Jesus to the world through his great commissioning. And then in verse 15, we hear that we're here to repent and believe in God. We're here to repent and believe in the gospel. I don't know about you, but in prayer today, I took the opportunity to recommit my life to Jesus today. Do we do this every day of our lives? Do we recommit our heart, our life, to the person of Jesus by committing to a time of contrition, by committing to a time of, "Jesus, I give you my life for the rest of my life here today. You are the Lord of my life." I believe that this verse 15, that this is the time of fulfillment, that the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe, are just three key ways in which we can live more like Jesus every day. And then in verse verse 17, we hear, to come after me and I will make you fishers of men. Jesus transforms us so that we can bring other people into his promise, so that we can bring other people into the gift of salvation. But the only way by which we do this is if we drop our nets. So brothers and sisters, what do we need to drop today? What net have we been carrying that we are meant to drop so the Lord can come upon us more through the Holy Spirit, so that we can fulfill his God-given call, that we can live as if the kingdom of God is at hand, that we can repent and believe fully in the gift of salvation so that we can come after him with everything we have? This has been a scripture reflection on Mark chapter 1 verses 14 through 20. Again, my name is Ben Huber. To learn more about Damascus and the programs, events offered here, visit us at damascus.net.